After 12 years, The Rent finally comes due tonight on Broadway. The musical that initially shocked audiences and then spawned tours, a movie, and a wave of hard-rocking imitators has its final curtain call at the Nederlander Theater. NPR's Jack Zahora has a look back.
It's been about 20 years since Rent's composer, Jonathan Larson, teamed up with playwright Billy Aronson to recast Puccini's opera La Bohème in New York City's East Village.
La Vie Bohème. The days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, going against the grain, going insane, going mad.
That's Rent's Jonathan Larson from a rare clip on YouTube. Larson died of an aortic aneurysm 2 years after he debuted Rent as a staged reading at the small New York Theater Workshop. And only 2 weeks before the musical moved downtown to Broadway.
And we're hungry and frozen,
some life that we've chosen.
How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay last year's rent?
More than 150 actors have performed Rent on Broadway, including dozens who've played the lead Mark Cohen, a 20-something independent filmmaker who narrates his friend's struggle as starving artists. The musical has been a haven for newcomers, including Adam Kantor, who's starring as the last Mark.
Just a few months ago, I was just studying for finals, and now I'm starring as the last Mark in Rent on Broadway. I mean, I can't believe it.
He also can't believe the show is ending. But critics say Rent is now passé, that it's no longer controversial to see gays and lesbians singing on stage when in real life they're getting married in California and Massachusetts. But Renee Elise Goldsberry says Rent is still relevant. She plays Mimi Marquez, an exotic dancer who's addicted to heroin and living with HIV.
I did see the show a couple years in. That was my first experience. And then I saw it maybe several years later again and realized how times change and how it can change a piece. I felt, quite honestly, that it was dated. And then I saw it again a couple years later and I felt, oh my God, we found a way to save this time and this moment, and it lives exactly the way it was supposed to.
When New York Times theater critic Ben Brantley reviewed Rent's Broadway debut in 1996, he called it youthful and luminous. Today, he says Rent has been so successful, its lifespan so long, that its portrayal of the East Village is not even close to reality.
The kids who are glorified in Rent couldn't live in the East Village anymore. They couldn't afford it. In a sense, Rent, to see it now, is sort of a requiem for time that's gone.
Rent is the seventh longest-running musical on Broadway, following hits such as Phantom of the Opera, Cats, and Chorus Line. Rent also has seen its overall ticket sales drop this year. During the musical's run, it turned to celebrity singers to bring in tourists. So, with Rent's exit, where will audiences go to see the Broadway version of Rock? Spring Awakening fills the gaps, says critic Ben Bentley. The musical deals with teenage sexuality, abortion, and suicide, and is set in late 19th century Germany.
Kids who were, 15 to 21 picked up on that the way a half generation earlier did on Rent.
So, is this the end of Rent? Well, no. Later this year, Sony Pictures is showing a stage performance of Rent in movie theaters. And next year, a national tour kicks off with some of the original cast members. And if you check back to YouTube, you'll hear that Rent is alive and well across the country in high schools. Jack Zahora, NPR News.